which is one of the foundations of the probabilistic interpretation of quantum mechanics, is based on Heisenberg's positivistic analysis of the limitations we encounter when we set out to observe a particle's position and momentum. Despite its value to Einstein and Heisenberg, positivism has done as much harm as good. But unlike the mechanical worldview, positivism has preserved its heroic aura so that it survives to do damage in the future. George Gale even blames positivism for much of the current estrangement between physicists and philosophers. Positivism was at the heart of the opposition to the atomic theory at the turn of the 20th century. The 19th century had seen a wonderful refinement of the old idea of Democritus and Leucippus, that all matter is composed of atoms, and the atomic theory had been used by John Dalton and Amadeo Avogadro and their successors to make sense out of the rules of chemistry, the properties of gases, and the nature of heat. Atomic theory had become part of the ordinary language of physics and chemistry. Yet the positivist followers of Mach regarded this as a departure from the proper procedure of science because these atoms could not be observed with any technique that was then imaginable. The positivists decreed that scientists should concern themselves with reporting the results of observation, as for instance, that it takes 2 volumes of hydrogen to combine with 1 volume of oxygen to make water vapor. But they should not concern themselves with speculations about metaphysical ideas, that this is because the water molecule consists of 2 atoms of hydrogen and 1 atom of oxygen, because they could not observe these atoms or molecules. Mach himself never made his peace with the existence of atoms. As late as 1910, after atomism had been accepted by nearly everyone else, Mach wrote in a running debate with Planck that, "If belief in the reality of atoms is so crucial, then I renounce the physical way of thinking. I will not be a professional physicist, and I hand back my scientific reputation." The resistance to atomism had a particularly unfortunate effect in retarding the acceptance of statistical mechanics. The reductionist theory that interprets heat in terms of the statistical distribution of the energies of the parts of any system. The development of this theory in the work of Maxwell, Boltzmann, Gibbs, and others was one of the triumphs of 19th century science, and in rejecting it, the positivists were making the worst sort of mistake a scientist can make, not recognizing success when it happens. Positivism did harm in other ways that are less well known. There is a famous experiment performed in 1897 by J.J. Thomson, which is generally regarded as the discovery of the electron. Thomson was Maxwell's and Rayleigh's successor as Cavendish professor at the University of Cambridge. For some years, physicists had puzzled over the mysterious phenomenon of cathode rays.